So I'm joined with John Pugh, who's the England head coach. Now, John, how long have you been involved in blind football for?
So I've been involved since 1996, when I was 18 years old, playing as a goalkeeper up until 2008, where I retired as goalkeeper and joined the coaching staff under Tony Larkin. So I can work that one out. I think it's about 20 years now.
So how's the team looking like for the European Championships coming up?
Well, this definitely will be the strongest side we've ever had going into European Championships. A lot of the same players that played in the last Championships, but with a bit of added steel and a better quality about us, and we're playing really well at the moment. Yeah.
So how different is blind football to normal footballers? You played in both sports.
Yeah, I mean, originally when I first started playing, it was a massive difference. It was just a sport that was adapted for blind people to play. Nowadays, it's strange. So as we used to put blind drills on for blind footballers, now we use sighted drills for blind players because it's evolved so quickly and it's such a high-paced game. So there is a difference because it's five-a-side, but essentially the skill levels are all there. The want to win, the camaraderie, the team ethic is still the same, and that's probably why I enjoy it so much.
So you've been on the local goalkeeping scene for a while now. You registered for Westfields and Hinton for this season. You must still get that buzz for playing as well.
Yeah, at my age it's difficult to retire because I enjoy playing football so much. It's my release. This is quite a stressful job with the England team because obviously it's a results-based industry. But yeah, the lads down at Hinton are fantastic. We have great fun and they're a good team. Westfields, I get the standard and the professionalism which I've craved all my life really, so I enjoy playing for both.